USA Radio News.
President Biden is dismissing the claims from former President Donald Trump that he broadly declassified the boxes of White House documents he took to Florida after leaving office.
Come on. I'm not going to comment on it. I don't know the detail. I don't even want to know. I'll let the Justice Department take care of it.
This comes after the Justice Department released an affidavit that offered some new information about the materials recovered from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. While the documents contained very little information about the search itself, it did reveal that an initial collection of boxes from Mar-a-Lago in January yielded 15 boxes containing 184 documents that were classified secret or top secret. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A school district in southwestern Missouri has decided to bring back spanking as a form of discipline for students if their parents agree. The policy states that corporal punishment will be used only when other forms of discipline, such as suspensions, have failed, and then only with the superintendent's permission.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports their agent seized over 10,000 pounds of fentanyl at the U.S. southern border in the fiscal year 2022 through July. Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Dr. Rahul Gupta.
The president believes this is a top urgent priority, and that is exactly why he's proposing a budget that's historic increases in funding for Customs Border Protection, DEA, in order to get them the resources, the technology, and the infrastructure to do their job even better.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
5 people were reportedly hospitalized after riding the El Toro roller coaster at Six Flags Grand Adventure in New Jersey. A spokesperson for the amusement park said that the riders had, quote, reported back pain, leading to the ride being shut down for inspection. The wooden 19-story coaster with the second largest drop height nationwide and reaching 70 miles per hour partially derailed last June. No riders were injured at the time, but the Department of Community Affairs put it under an engineering review and it underwent months of inspections and testing. A Delaware judge has rejected some of Elon Musk's data requests from Twitter, declaring that they were, quote, absurdly broad and would require the social media platform to produce trillions upon trillions of data points. Now, some of Musk's requests did go through in more limited requests for data from the company. The order stems from the billionaire's case, which centers on his effort to back out of his $44 billion acquisition agreement with Twitter. Joe Itada, the veteran television actor best known for playing the owner of the Peach Pit Diner on Beverly Hills 90210, has died, according to his daughter. He was 85. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.